Stephen and Mara, can I welcome you up? Can I have a really big hand for Stephen and Mara Clemmie? Stephen. Mara, you've got to show yourself. These guys are really welcome. They have been friends of River for 6 or 7 years. And we have been so blessed over the years by the ministry of Stephen and Mara. Stephen and Mara, for those of you who don't know, pioneered the Heart Life Discipleship Tool, which aims to build healthy hearts, because from out of our hearts flow our life. And they take that message not just through Christian environments, but into the corporate world as well, through heart styles, transforming lives within the church and those who are not yet part of the body of Christ. So they are really, really welcome this morning. They are people who, when I think of them, I just think of people of immense integrity and love. And so I really commend them to you this morning. And I just really want to honour you, Stephen and Mara, and just give you a free rein with us this morning. He's walking away.
Bless you.
Worship's undone me. Beautiful, hey? Oh, I don't know whether I can do this. I got a lost son. God's calling him by name. He's calling us all by name. In our desperate state, in every place that we are. Adam, where are you? In Genesis 3, Adam is hiding from the presence of God. And God calls him by name. Adam, where are you? Not what did you do? Where are you? Where's your heart? Not what did you do? Where's your heart, Adam? I'm hiding because I'm afraid. So, the word that we've been getting all morning is God is calling you by name. The word that we're getting all through this morning is the presence of God calling out to you. No matter what your thoughts, no matter what your life, no matter what your state, if you're a lost son, if you're a lost daughter, if you're, no matter what, God is calling your name. So I just want you to put out your hand and say, what gold am I going to take away from this today? God is distributing gold. What gold am I going to take away from this today? Am I going to live like the rest of the world? Am I going to just be ordinary and just live the pattern of the world? But I've got a God that's calling my name. I've got the power of love, strength, confidence, motivation, dreams, visions, goals. I've got all of those things calling my name because they're all from God. the very thing that reaches out for us to achieve, to create, to design, to imagine, to play music, to sing. All of those things are from God, and He is calling them out into your life. He's calling them out into your life by your name. So hold out your hand and say, what's the gold you want to give me? What's the dreams that I'm holding in my hand? What's the gold that I dream of in my hand? And He says, I call your name. Hang out with me. Learn my ways. Listen to what I say. Listen to what the good and the God says to you. Dream your dreams. Press on towards them. Work hard. Go for it. Don't just sit there, but rise up and press on to the mark of the high calling. What's the calling in your hand? What is that thing that you desire and dream of? But on your other hand, it says you can't do it. On your other hand, it says it's all too hard. On your other hand, it says I don't have what it takes. What are the lies that you've been told? What are the things that you believe that we say today? We're going to wash away that silt, and we're going to let that silt be washed away, that I find more gold in my heart, that my heart will be complete in you. Because you're calling my name. This is God. This is sometimes illogical, but absolutely logical, because it's God. In knowing I was coming to River, the last few months, I've had this on my heart. It's a very small verse out of Philippians. And as I've had it on my heart, there's a couple of events that have happened to reinforce it. I just want to read it to you, folks. We love you, River. We always have felt very much at home when we come to River. And we know that we're loved. That's pretty cool, hey, when you know you're loved. You're loved by your friends. You're loved by people you hang out with. You know that you're loved. And that is reflecting the glory in the heart of God. When you come into a place when you know you're loved, because that is the only place God exists, when you come in to Him. He's only there to love you, no matter what, and call out our name. I thank God upon every remembrance of you, River. Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you with all joy. For your fellowship is the gospel from the first day I met you in 2006 until now. Being confident of this very thing. How many of us would like a bit more confidence? In pursuing our dreams, in pursuing who we are, in finding out what we're holding. How many of us would like more confidence? Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we are full, yet we're incomplete. We are overflowing with the love of God, which is 100%, yet our hearts are incomplete in that journey. And we live in this paradox of one minute I feel full in the presence and I'm on my knees and I'm worshiping God and nothing can touch me. And the next minute I'm here knowing that I'm incomplete. And I am confident that what good work God started in me, He will continue. Are we confident in that? Can I be confident in that today? Can I strengthen my inner man? Can I go into the heart of my heart and my depth of my character and say, I am confident in that. And I am confident in that. whilst I work through whatever's happening in my heart. What a way to do life. What an exciting, brilliant way to do life. Because if you don't do life that way, life will do you. It'll do you in. It'll eventually wear you out and do you in. And you'll start to live the pattern of the world. And we know what the pattern of the world is. The pattern of the world is pride and fear. Fear and pride. Pride and fear. Why do we know that? Because Adam showed us that. As soon as Adam separated from God, he became afraid. He hid from the presence of God. He hid from the very thing that loved him. And as he hid from that, and God says, what did God say? Where are you? Where is your heart, man? How you doing? How you doing? Hey? He's like saying, where are you, Adam? And Adam says, I was afraid. Now, what did you do? Now let's be accountable for where our heart's at. Let's be accountable. God says, where is your heart? Now, he says, what did you do? He only wants to love you. And he wants you to say, I'm lost, I'm broken, I'm this, I'm confused. He only wants you to say it. When you say it to him, immediately you've stepped back into him. But if you've ever been in Egypt and you've been on the Nile, you know what the Nile is? Denial. Where have you been lately? I've been in denial. And so much of us are so powerful. Once again, Adam demonstrated this to us. He went from fear to pride through the denial gate. Because then God says, not where are you, but what did you do? What does Adam say? The woman you gave me. Right? How much pride is that? The woman you gave me, you loser, you this, you that, you that. How often have you ever had a go at God? If you don't put your hand up, you lie about other things. Of course you have. You've sweared at God. You've lied at God. You've called God this. It's just natural. It's not wrong. It's just natural because Adam showed us what we do. We go from fear to denial to pride. The woman you gave me, she made me do it. It's not my fault. It's hers and yours. Right? So no wonder we have got this pattern in our life. This pattern of living below and being put down and crushed down. And when we get into that place, if we don't confess our faults to one another, if we don't go to God and say, hey, God, I blew it, man. The immediate time you do that, you are overwhelmed with love. You are overwhelmed with love. You are filled and fooled and back into the fullness of who you are. But the moment you don't do that, you stay trapped. You stay trapped in the prison of pride or the fortress of fear. You are trapped in that place. And then we start to just live in denial and sailing on the river of Egypt, thinking we're okay. Is that true? That is the pattern of the world. Who wants to be conformed to the pattern of the world? You know what? No one wants to be. And the fortunate thing that we have in our lives is being double agents. Mara and I get to share the love of God with people who are like you guys, and we're embracing the love of God. We also get to share the love of God in the corporate world. And we get to run these 1 week programs. Can you imagine, we've just come from one now in Switzerland. You imagine these executives being flown from all around the world. They arrive at this beautiful palace hotel on Lake Lucerne. And they start the program like this. Who's these guys? What are they doing? They're Aussies. They can't play cricket. Did you like that? Yeah, yeah, they're no good at rugby. They can't ride bikes. And they're hopeless at tennis. Yeah, you've done good. Okay, I know. I brought you great joy. We'll be back. Ah. Where was I? The beginning of the week. These Aussie guys. The psychotherapist. You know, I'm the psycho. She's the therapist. And they're like this. It's true. It's true. Oh, golly. Oh, so good being here. I needed this. I really did. I just needed to get loved on in that worship. It's just like, you know, we prayed to lead us into the presence. And we just got held by the hand, didn't we, and led into the presence there. And it's full. It's filled this room. And you can just, we don't want to lose that, Lord. Thank you for being here, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, just being on us. And we want to take this out. We want to create environments in our workplace, in our sporting teams, in hanging out with our mates, whatever it is. We just want to hang out and be above, not below. Don't be ordinary, be extraordinary. And start to go, I'm going to live this stuff. I'm going to hang, I'm going to feel it, do it. And these executives come in and they're all like this. And we have them Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And during that week, we grab their hearts. And we teach them why people do the things they do. We talk about the heart. Our brand is Heart Styles. The style of your behavior comes out of the manifestation of your heart. If my heart is angry and bitter and twisted and sad and trying to prove myself to my dad that I never could get prove myself to, and here I am an executive still trying to prove myself to my dad, my heart's full of that. But also my heart has got God's calling out my name. And they can't hear that. And we get the fortunate thing to grab a hold of people's hearts, to walk them through a week. And for those people at the end of that week to find the gold within and to let go of some of those judgments and some of those lies that they've been told and some of the things that are happening. And it's all because God is calling their name. Everybody wants it. We say, who wants to live out of pride and fear? Even these people who are making truckloads of money and doing great things in the corporate world, they don't want to either. They're mums and dads and they're people just like you and me. So we get this incredible opportunity to do that. So River, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart, in so much as both in my chains and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers with me of grace. I don't know if you know that the Greek meaning of grace means joy. And that worship just led me into a place for crying out literally for my son. I've got a lost son. And it breaks my heart. Because it breaks my papa's heart to know he's got lost sons and lost daughters. Are we reflecting the glory and the love and the peace and the joy? Are we reflecting that in our work? Are we reflecting that in just who we are? Or are we being lied to and deceived by living below this line? And as you know, heart life, can we just put that one slide up? Thanks very much. Mara and I have spent 19 years researching the pattern of the world. We've developed this tool called Heart Life in the Christian world and Heart Styles in the corporate world. And to make it very simple, there are four quadrants. And as you can see, below the line, we operate out of pride or fear. And if your heart's operating out of pride or fear, it will manifest behaviours. And those behaviours are correlated to ineffectiveness. And we're not going to talk about the behaviours today, but we've just seen that from Adam, we start in pride, we start in fear, we go into denial. And then comes pride. And this is the pattern of the world. And we're saying to the corporate world, do you want to live above the line? Do you want to start to live out of humility and love? Can you imagine the corporate world embracing those values? Some of you can't. Some of you have been in the corporate world and say, not the place where I work. My work is all about pride and fear. And our whole culture is wrapped around pride and fear. But I can assure you that there are corporates that we're working with now that are saying that doesn't work anymore. People don't want to work for a place like that. The talent out there, and people can't innovate and inspire and grab a hold of their lives and become great people. We are going to live above the line. One of our clients here in Britain has got 16,000 employees, and the CEO says, I can't pay them a pound a day more, but what I can do is I can give them heart stars. And heart stars will inspire their hearts and inspire their lives to live above the line and start to live a life and dream their dreams. And if they leave my organisation and go on to bigger and better things, that's what I've given them. That's better than a pound a day more. That's a pastor's heart in the corporate world. And God is calling those people by name and connecting them with us. And we're able to transform and change lives, corporate culture. And this is the fun that we're having. And I believe that all of us can be having that fun just by connecting with our community, just by connecting with people and understanding that you radiate the presence of God. So guys, let us can just go to two more slides, please. Let us live in these four quadrants. Well, let's live in the top two, should I say. The top quadrant out of humility is I see me in his image. So when you humble your heart, if only Adam had humbled his heart. If only Adam had humbled his heart. Adam knew he was made in God's image. In Genesis 2:25 it says, Adam was naked and unashamed. Shame came in. When Adam separated from God, shame came in. And how much of us have had shame dominate our lives? And I break that off. I break off shame all over us with the love of God. Because it's the shame that holds us captive to denial. Because you know when you have sinned. You know when you have removed yourself from love. No one needs to tell you that. A 3-year-old, 2-year-old, they already know it. Watch them. They already know when they've separated. Who told you you were naked? No one needs to tell you. So shame comes in and shame grabs a hold of us and shame makes us live in denial. Only if Adam had gone to his heart and to the spirit of humility and said, God, I see you in my image and I sinned against you. He would have changed the world. Where can you go to humility in your life and go to the presence of God in your heart? Go to the presence of God with your wife, with your husband, with your children, with your workmates, with your boss. Yes, bosses are dysfunctional. We all are. Let's stop judging. Let's stop criticizing and getting our righteousness out of their error. Most negative behavior is come and birthed out of a positive intention. How many of you mums and dads know that? How many times you mums and dads have got a positive intention to try and help your children? How many bosses? How do you know? You all know you've got positive intentions to inspire your people. But sometimes the positive intention comes out as a negative behavior because it has the spirit of pride or fear on it. And the spirit of pride or fear resonates negatively to us. But the spirit of humility, when I can take myself into his image, Adam, if only you had done that. I see me in your image, Father, because you call my name. And then I'm going to step over to the love quadrant. I see you in his image. And not just you Christians. not just our special little Christians. No, I see all of you. I see the whole planet. I see everybody in his image. I see everybody in his DNA. I see the person who has done terrible crimes. And yes, society will punish those crimes, but I still see you in his image. So when we talk about God at church, in the corporate world, we just talk about love. Go where love is. And if we can create an environment where we see people in the image of love, how much would a boss inspire a whole organization if a boss was doing that? Well, I can tell you the CEO of this organization that's got 16,000 employees is doing that right now in your country. In your country, you have a leader who's inspiring the hearts of 16,000 people to live like this. Hey, isn't that amazing? Isn't that an incredible heart? And we pray into those hearts because there's more of them. There's more of them coming. God is calling them by name, CEOs by name, because when they find heart styles and they grab a hold of that, they know it's going to resonate to change their culture. Of course, we can live below the line. I see me in my image. I'm so cool. Hey? I see me in my image. Or I see me in others' image. You tell me what to do. You tell me I'm okay. You reinforce me. You validate me. You tell me that I'm great. You give me something that tells me I'm okay because I don't love myself enough. I don't see myself in his image. So you just keep feeding my need for approval. Keep feeding me and telling me I'm okay. Or maybe I'll just run over this side, right? And I'll just go and be better than everybody else and try and compete against you. And if I'm better than everybody, you'll tell me I'm okay. So I see me in my image, in my ego, in my own strength. How many of us have done that? You can put your hand up if you're truthful. We've all done it. Because that's the lie. That's the lie. The lie is that I've just got to do it on my own. And this God thing, what is that? I can't see it. What is it? I'll just do it on my own. So then I start to live my life out of my own image. Or I live my life out of what you tell me to do. And some stage in my life, I wonder what I'm doing. So folks, that's what we've been talking about. That's the message that we're taking around the globe. This is week 9, I think, we've been on the road. And it's just like back to back. We've seen some amazing things happen from all around the US. Here, it's just incredible if we start to grab a hold of this and know that in our incompleteness, we are full. He's calling our name. So, my darling, if you can just lead us into a place with... I'm going to read you one email I got from a HR director. I read this yesterday, but... Where is it? Hello?
Am I just standing here?
Yeah. Help me with this and then we'll... So,
I've got
yeah.
Glasses. Oh, dear. Ah. So this is an email to inspire, hopefully, us all. It's headed, The Power of the Spirit and Heart Styles. This is from a senior director. I just had to share something very exciting with you. I just came out of a meeting with our marketing director, who we met last week. She had a potentially contentious issue with an employee, and I have been spending some time with her working on her approach. However, what really got her over the line was that she kept thinking about heart styles and the four quadrants of humility, love, pride, and fear. And she realised she was in danger of using below-the-line behaviours and allowing her own fears and pride to get in the way of getting her message across. So instead, she appealed to the spirit of this other individual and focused her thoughts on above-the-line behaviours around humility and love. And guess what? And there are about 5 question marks after that word. Guess what? It worked. She had a great outcome, everybody happy. You see, it's working already. So, people just want to be seen, I think. We all just want to be seen for who we are. And we all know that God sees us for who we are, in all of our bits of completeness and our bits that still need a bit of help and a bit of work. Question is, do we believe when God tells us who he sees us as? Do we believe him? Sometimes we do. I know sometimes I don't. But what if we did? So how about we just close right now and just go into his presence, because that's really where truth is, isn't it? This life we have is a great privilege and a great opportunity, but sometimes the cares of it kind of get in the way. They take us to places that it's a bit hard for God to reach us. One of the wonderful places that God reaches us is through Tina and her wonderful ministry. And the way she leads his presence to us, it's a really beautiful thing. So Lord, we do thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shammah. God is there. That your presence is with us when we're doing the ironing, when we're vacuuming, when we're driving in the traffic, when we're in our workplace, when we're in our home. You come to us in our dreams. Us through the eyes of our children, and we thank you for that. But most of all, we thank you for the way that you are filling our hearts with your presence, with the humility that your Son showed us, with the love that he showed us, and the love that you show us every day. So right now, how about we just close our eyes and just go where God is for us, where his presence is. And his presence is in such different forms for each of us. And we thank you for the way you do that, Father. So where is your presence for me right now, Lord? Can I sense your presence in front of me or behind me? Are you all around me? Are you above or below me? Is your presence inside of me? Do I have a sense of your presence as I listen to this beautiful music? Or do I have a sense of your presence when I am reading the word and I feel a burbling inside of me, an enriching of my spirit? Is that what it's like? So as I'm here in your presence, Lord, who do you see me as? Who do you say I am? just allow God to speak to you in pictures or words or images. Who am I in you? Who do you say I am when you call my name? I'd just like us all to stand as we finish up. So I'd just like you just to take what God has shown you about you, even if it's just a glimpse. And I'd like you to close your eyes and just stand in that place. What if that were true? Even though God says it is, but what if I actually believe that? That the way you see me is really the way I am and the way I can be. What would that do for me?
Tina's just going to lead us in how lovely is your dwelling place as we finish. If you are a parent with a child out with the children's champions, if you could go and rescue them, that would be phenomenal. Thank you very much indeed. But just for everybody, as you go and as you're staying, let's just continue in that place of the presence of God as we finish with this song, and there will be space for prayer afterwards. Mary and the River Prayer Team and Stephen and Mara will be here at the front. Come forward to further encounter your Father God in a real heart depth, if you would like to. Tina.
How lovely is your dwelling.